Coversals kick off. This is Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside time. We took slightly longer to get into this than normal because we had to arrange Gibbo's special guest. Morning, Gibbo.
Good morning.
It's the band Hegarty. I thought it was just one of them, but instead we've got Ian, Wacker and David. Morning, lads.
Morning.
We okay? Wacker's sat on his beatbox drum at the moment. What do you call that, Wacker?
It's a cajon.
A cajon?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's an instrument widely used.
Yeah. It's a good option for bands doing acoustic. Like bands will often use it. I think if Wacker would have rocked up with his drum kit this morning, we would have been a bit worried, wouldn't we? But it's a good option to do acoustic stuff.
It's to keep them in time.
Right, so if I can describe
we need it to be honest.
It literally just looks like a box.
It's a box, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But bands will use it. You'll see the hummingbirds use it a lot. They use it a lot around town and things like that. It'll make a nice sound. People will be surprised how much you can get out of a box.
Can you do a solo on a box, Wacker?
You've
never been asked that before, have you?
Wacker can do it on a box.
I can do anything with
right,
that.
The band is called Hegarty. Come in here, tell us a little bit more about the band and sort of the origins and when you all got together.
He hasn't got a clue.
It started off, I was writing songs.
You two, lads.
I was pretty much on my own to start with, but I knew Wacker knew his music and stuff like that, yeah. So I sent him to Wacker, said, can you help me out? Because I wanted a band, not just to play on my own.
So you lads are all from Bootle?
We're all from Bootle, yeah.
Been in other bands, or not?
No, yeah. I haven't, these have, yeah. This is my first real band, like, yeah. Right, I started a few little things, but never actually gigs or nothing like that with a proper band, no.
Right, so tell us a bit about your history then, Wacker.
My history, I've been in loads of bands, and David come to ours once. Dead Danny sent him down to ours. He said, "Wack, do us a favour, do a bit of recording for our David, because his recordings are quite crap, to be honest."
Hey, what's your language? We're on my radio.
So I said, "All right, send him down. He come to ours, and I recorded a song called Black and White."
Right.
It was 7.5 minutes long, and I said to him, "That's too long." And he said, "But Bob Dylan does songs that long." I said, "You're not Bob Dylan." So we recorded him. I've never seen him for 18 months.
Just disappeared. What happened to you, David?
That's what I do, just disappeared.
I don't know. I think it was an ego type of thing because I said the song was 7.5 minutes long.
Right, it was too long.
It wasn't that really. Like.
And you're still arguing about the length of the song.
But he ends up coming back 18 months later, creeping. And he had to give me £100 for me to let him in the house.
To get in the back. So you're the lead singer, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Right, you're lead singer. Wacker, you do your drums. I've forgotten the name already. Drums.
Cajon.
And what, do you do more than the cajon, or is the cajon the...
No, I play a drum kit, know what
right.
I mean?
That's do you do like, that as well?
Yeah.
Occasionally but
when we play acoustic stuff, we bring along the cajon.
Right, okay, and Ian, you're on guitar?
I play lead guitar for them, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No one else in the band, it's you three, is it?
No, there's a bass guitarist and a piano player as well, but they...
Ah, right.
They're still in bed. You wouldn't have fit in.
Okay, have you heard of these lads then?
Yeah, but David just got in touch and said he'd heard about the feature, and it's nice that people are starting to do that, they're kind of aware of what we're doing here, and David just said, well, you know, it'd be good to kind of to get involved, and so he sent me a couple of tunes, and I just loved his voice. That's not to say the rest of them aren't great as well, but I just thought his voice was brilliant, and I like, you know, it's nice showcasing bands from all areas of the city as well, you know what I mean? I think everyone could think that, you know, bands in the city are just like, you know, young lads in town or Lippis tunes and stuff like that. But I think it's been great that we've had, you know, I think it's our first band up from Bootle, but, you know, we've had bands from all over the city now and beyond, you know, Witness and stuff like that as well. So it's good, and it's good that music's happening all over the city because it's a musical city, isn't it, that we've got, and, you know, kind of everyone does get involved.
So no pressure, but you're showcasing Bootle according to your...
Well, my missus is from Bootle, so they're representing.
it's a big task for you today. Right, should we have a first song then? Yeah, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
This is
you've not even got your guitar out yet, have you?
No.
I'll tell you what, get it out and we'll have a further chat.
So you like...
Have you done that in reception, have you?
Yeah, we've just been doing our warm-ups in reception.
There were 7 or 8 at Ange downstairs. So I was saying to Ange, are they any good? Should we let them off? And she was like, oh, yeah, they're all right.
She'd love that, you know. So you don't need to tune it, you're fine, are you?
I've tuned it in downstairs.
Okay, absolutely spot. I'll give you a moment or two to get that out of the bag then. We've got some ones to watch later on. What else have we got coming up this weekend in terms of... Is there anything big on the horizon? in the next couple of weeks?
December is a funny month for gigs, really. A lot of like Liverpool bands will do like the Christmas gigs, won't they? And do trying big gigs. So the Humbirds have just mentioned done their Spacing On in the next week, like doing it in a big show. I know John Power always does something. I think the Bunnymen are doing something as well. So there's kind of like plenty to look out for and things. There's a really good night called 10 Bands 10 Minutes, which has got like a Christmas theme next Saturday, Invisible Wind Factory. But people are trying to kind of get out there and do a bit. And I'll give a shout to the Black Jackals as well, who were on a couple of weeks ago. They've got a big gig in Wigan tonight as well, so good luck to them, because we like them. They're nice boys.
Yeah, absolutely superb. Right, this is the first time we've had more than one person playing, isn't it, in the studio as well. So we're getting bigger here. So all three of them. Right, Ian, Wacker, David.
This is going to be our first single, this I Only Dream.
Okay, this is Hegarty.
Should be out soon.
And I tell you what, you're singing as well on it?
Yeah, singing, yeah.
Okay, I'll move that microphone closer to you. Take it away, lads. This is Hegarty.
It's alright.
confidence, you know.
Do you know what? That really put a smile on my face. What it's a lovely. Brilliant song.
It's a great
Absolutely
song, isn't
amazing.
It? Ah, brilliant single, perfect first single for the band.
Love your voice. Love the melody. Love everything about that. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much indeed.
To the end, but it fell down as I was playing. I was doing that.
There was a couple of clunks. You might have heard those in the background. We're quite a squash studio here. Yeah. Very, very good indeed. And we'll have one more of those. And actually, the cajon, it came through loud and clear.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Second song from you. What are you going to play?
What are we playing? What won't go down?
That's
no, sink or swim.
Sink or swim.
Yeah, this is like a country song. This kind of. This is what I come to yours with, not I Only Dream. This was the first one, wasn't it? That it was 12 minutes long. Not 7. Yeah, that's four verses. It's only got 2.
12, 7, 4 minutes. Right, go on.
Sink or swim. Swim or drown. Drown my sorrows. I'm feeling down, down by the river, river of gold, gold and silver, to sell my soul. All you need, but it's getting hard, hard to see your future in this town for me. My love, my only friend, this loneliness is killing me. It's getting
another absolutely class one, and I love that little bit of a solo that Ian had there. Oh, just towards the end. Oh, he took it away there, didn't he? Yeah, on stage I bet he carries that off brilliantly.
With the last Paul I'm playing there.
Boys, when are you in concert next? When can anyone see you?
We're playing tonight in the Brook Inn,
right,
on Crosby. Round Sound. Doug Ford,
it's
round sound.
Like a Round Sound radio. It's oh. Here we go. Tonight we're playing in the Brook Hotel in Waterloo, Crosby-ish, the posh part.
Right.
And it's for Round Sound Radio, end of season Christmas party. It's free, so if you want to get yourselves down there.
Well, if anyone's listened to you over the past half hour, they will go and see you, because I thought you were absolutely brilliant. Your album's going to be out in the new year. You can get that on iTunes and all the normal places as well. And that single, Only Dream of Black and White, which I think is absolutely
great.
Yeah, brilliant. I loved having the lads come in. I was just daydreaming out the window, listening to it, looking over Wales.
I was daydreaming out the window as I was singing.
That is one of those, when you sing, you just sort of, flow into a different world.
Kick off with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.